感謝です。
皆さん、お元気ですか？
How are you guys?
暑いなと思う方。
Who thinks it's hot?
はい、感謝ですね。
あの、Hallelujah.
私は若い頃は暑いと言いませんでした。
When I was young, I never said it's hot.
こういうことを言ってたんですね。
I always said,
浸透滅却すれば日もまた涼しい。
You're gonna ask me to interpret that.
というのは、if we remind our minds that the, even the fire is cold, そういうふうに、まあ、鍛えてた時期ありますけど、本当に暑いですよね。
And it's
really hot. でも、こうして本当にこうやってクーラーのある場所に私たちが座ることを感謝します。
So grateful for cooler. Amen.
皆さん何かお祈りの課題、それからもしくは感謝のことはありますか？
Any of you guys have anything that you would like to pray about or anything that you want to praise God?
夏休みが終わって感謝ってしてますか？
Anyone praising God that it's the end of summer?
ああ、感謝ですよね。はい。
子供は学校に戻るので、感謝する母親はやっぱり多いですね。
多分祈りの課題もいくつかあると思います。
I'm sure that you also have some things that you want to pray about.
もし皆さん今このことを祈ってくださいということがあったら言ってくださればいいと思います。
Is there anyone who would like to express what's on your heart and we can pray together?
先週の日曜日の夜はロイス・シリーさんの記念礼拝に行くことができました。
Last Sunday evening, we had the memorial service for good friend Lois Seeley.
本当に素晴らしい記念礼拝でした。
It was a really wonderful time together, so really
pleased. ちょっとね、もうロイさんいないっていうことはちょっと信じられない。
It's really hard to believe that Lois is no longer on this earth.
でも本当に天にいるっていうことを確信を持って感謝でした。
But she is now united.Holy with her Father God.
どうぞ、シリーさんのご家族のために続けてお祈りください。
Let's continue to pray for the Seeleys and for Rick and their children. So I have a prayer request.
So
he's forgetting. It's like a psychological block. So tomorrow, Monk is going to have an operation.
So, please pray for me.
That I can be patient.
はい、そのプレートとボルトを抜く日なんですね。
私入院手術苦手ですから。Only his second time in his whole life that he's been in the hospital. Last year was the first time and now again. We want to open up and read your word. So we just pray that you would touch our spirit and touch our mind.
Yes, in
Jesus' name.
Today we're going to read the health record.
So we're going to continue to be reading in Acts.
11章から13章までちょっと長いところを飛び飛びで読みます。
So today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to start in chapter 11, but we're not going to read the whole thing. We're going to skip some.
中心は ティオケアのこの異邦人の教会についてを見ながら今日は読んでいきたいと思うんです。
What I want to focus on today is the church in Antioch, which was predominantly a Gentile church, a church of non-Jewish people.
この11章、12章、13章というのは実は使徒言行録全体でも分岐点、クロスロードの場所になります。
So, this is really a huge crossroad and change in the, book of Acts.
今までエルサレムのユダヤ人中心の教会だったのが、次に異邦人中心の教会に変わっていくんです。
So, as you remember, the church began as predominantly orSolely, actually, Jewish believers. Jewish people have received the Messiah and they became Christians. But now the church, the makeup of the churches is going to change, and it's no longer ethnically Jewish people, but rather it's going to be people who weren't Jewish. In the Bible, they call it Gentiles.
そしてそれからエルサレムだけではなくてユダヤではなくてアジアや地中海全体に宣教が始まっていくんです。
Spreading the gospel is going to get to a much larger area. It started in Jerusalem, then to Judea, and now it's going to go what was called Asia. That's present-day Syria or present-day Turkey, those countries.
でもこの時にはですね、エルサレムではヘロデ王が、迫害をして、ヤコブを殺すようなことがあるんです。
But inJerusalem, the king, the Jewish king who was in charge of that area was King Herod, a different Herod than killed Jesus. And he arrested James and he killed him. He was And the Jewish people in Jerusalem were really happy that Herod killed James. And so Herod thought, oh, well, I should kill Peter too.
でもペテロは本当に神様の不思議な働きで解放されます。
But, although Peter was in prison and arrested, through the miracle of God, he, was set free.
でも今日はその場所はスキップします。
But, sadly, I'm going to skip that section.
はい、では特に今日はアンティオキアの教会のところを復習しながら読みます。
So let's focus on the church in Antioch.
はい、では日本語を英語を読める方とも読みましょう。
We're going to read the Bible, so if you read in Japanese, please read with Mark, and if you read in English, please read with Barbara.
バルナバはそこに到着すると、神の恵みが与えられたアリス様を見て喜び、そして固い決意を持って主から離れることのないようにと皆に勧めた。バルナは立派な人物で、聖霊と信仰とに満ちていたからである。こうして多くの人が主へと導かれた。それからバルナバはサウロを探しにタルソスに行き、見つけ出してアンティオキアに連れ帰った。二人は丸一年の間、そこの教会に一緒にいて、多くの人を教えた。このアンティオキアで弟子たちが初めてキリスト者と呼ばれるようになったのである。
If you read in English, please read along with me. When he, Barnabas, came and saw the grace of God,He was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people, and in Antioch,The disciples were first called Christians.
その頃、預言する人々がエルサレムからアントキアに下ってきた。その中で一人のアガボという者が立って、大飢饉が世界中に起こると霊によって予告したが、果たしてそれはクラウディテス帝の時に起こった。そこで弟子たちはそれぞれの力に応じてユダヤに住む兄弟たちに援助の品を送ることに進めた。そしてそれを実行しバルナバとサウロに託して長老に立ちに届けた。
Now in the days prophets in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them named Agaba stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. this took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul.
次は12章の終わりですね。神の言葉はますます栄え広がっていった。バルナバとサウルはエルサレムのための任務を果たし、マルコと呼ばれるヨハネを連れて帰ってきた。
But the word of God increased and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had completed their service, bringing with them John, whose other name was Mark.
そして13章に入ります。アンティオキアでは、そこの教会にバルナバとニゲルと呼ばれるシメオン、キネレ人のルキオ、領主ヘロデと一緒に育ったマナエ、サウルなど預言する者や教師たちがいた。彼らが主を礼拝し、断食していると聖霊が告げた。さあ、バルナバとサウルを私たちのために選び出しなさい。私が前もって二人に決めておいた仕事に当たらせたのに。そこで彼らは断食して祈り、
Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then,After fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
この部分で皆様はアンティオキアの教会、どんな教会だと、想像しますか?
So just reading the part that we have read about the church in Antioch, what do you imagine that church to be like?
先週読んだのは、このアンティオキアの教会は本当に普通のもう名もないネームレスな人たちによって築かれた教会ということになりました。
So last week, if you remember, we talked about how the church of Antioch was made of just ordinary people. Most of them, we don't even know what their names were.
でもその小さな異邦人教会がこれからアジアや地中海沿岸の宣教の中心となるんです。
But from the part that we read today,From this point in history, the church in Antioch is going to be the main place where people were sent out from to spread the gospel.
そしてこのアンティオクの教会を人たちを見たバルナバは彼らに一つ一つのことを勧めますね。何か説明か覚えてますか?
And Barnabas was at the church in Antioch, and you remember what he did?
彼は聖霊と信仰に満ちていたので、一つのことだけを彼らに言います。
So he was.Filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was filled with grace, and he said one thing. What did he say?
固い決意を持って決心してイエス様から離れないようにしなさいって言うんです。
He said, "Be determined, and don't let anything separate you from the Lord Jesus."
イエス様の愛、神様の愛に言ったらその愛をしっかり握りなさい。それだけだって言うんです。
He said he encouraged the brothers and sisters in the Antioch church, and he said, "Grip on, hold on to the love of God, and don't let anything separate you from that."
聖書を読めとか祈れとか献金しろとかいうことは言わないんです。
He didn't say anything about go to church. He didn't say anything about let's give lots of money to the offering. He didn't say anything about any of that.
しっかり主につながりなさい。
He said, "Hold on." To the Lord, hold on to Jesus, and that's all he encouraged them.
でもやはり生まれたての教会ですから、その教会を導く人が必要です。
However, of course, this was a new church with new believers, and so they needed more teaching. They needed leaders to show them the way.
でもエルサレムに戻って助けを求めるには400キロですけど遠すぎるんですね。
But for Barnabas to return to Jerusalem would have been 400 kilometers, and that was really far.
ですけども、2、3日特に北の方にタルソっていう町がありました。
However, about a 2 or 3 day trip, there was a place called Tarsus.
彼は思い出すんです。ああ、あのサウロ、パウロが故郷のタルソに帰っている。
And Barnabas remembers that that's where Saul is.
ですから彼はタルソに行って、
And so he went to Tarsus.
パウロを探すんです。
And he looks for Paul, who is also later on called the Apostle Paul.
そしてパウロを連れてきて、そして共にこのアンティオカの教会を導きます、教えます。
And he brings Paul back to Tarsus, and they join in the others that are teaching at Tarsus, at Antioch.
生まれたばかりの教会に彼らは1年間とどまったと言います。
And, the Bible says that they were there for a year teaching the church in Antioch.
教会の基礎を築くには1年ぐらい必要だったのかもしれません。
So, for the Christians in the church to just get the, base of the gospel, the base of what they needed to know.Was about a year.
全くイエス様のことを知らない人が本当にその信仰の土台を目指すには1年間ぐらい共に学び共に生きる時が必要だった。
So, the people who were gathering in the church at Antioch, the new Christians, really needed that very solid base of teaching, and it was a year of gathering together.
あのバルナバとパウロが1年間何かを教えたかって書いてあったら。それを読みたいと思いますね。
So, wouldn't it be great if, exactly what they taught during that year, if that was written down for us?
日本人で初めてクリスチャンになった人たちに1年間彼らが何をこう一生懸命伝えたかちょっと知りたいと思いますけど、
ルカは言っていません。So, I really wish I could know, what exactly was the content of what they taught to these people who had no background in, you know, the gospel and they needed.Make that strong foundation in their life. So it wasn't something they could really learn. This strong foundation wasn't something that could be built in just a few days or in a few weeks.
ことを通して彼らはきっと異邦人のところに外国に行くときに教会を好きにどうしたか。
But both the people who were on the receiving end and also Paul and Barnabas must have learned what is needed for the Gentile people to receive the gospel and to what they needed to know.
Antiochian 教会を考えるとき、私は2つのことを考えます。
So if I kind of think about the church in Antioch, there's two main things that I think about.
一つはそれはこの教会は支援する教会だったということです。
So the first is that this was a church that sang and praised the Lord.
支援、サポーターです。弱い人を支援する教会。
支援。
弱い人を支援する教会。Support the poor, support the weak. はい。もう一つは福音が届いてないところに。人に宣教する教会でした。
So, it was also a church that, sent people out to spread the gospel.
今までは宣教師とか宣教するってことはなかったんです。
So, before that, there was no word for an evangelist or to go out and evangelize.
なぜならば、そういう考えはなかったんです。
But people were not sent. Rather, they went and they just naturally shared the gospel.
ね、はい、そのことがありました。
So that was one thing.
このアンティオカの教会に預言者たちが訪れますね。
So, as we were reading this passage, you noticed that there were prophets in the church in Antioch, right?
この旧約聖書がありますけれども、その教会には預言者たちがいて、で神の言葉を伝えることがありました。
If we read the Old Testament, the prophets also went and they shared the word of God.
でもこの漢字、日本語の漢字にはちょっと注意してほしいんですね。
But we need to be careful about what this word really means.
このプロフェットは神の様の言葉を預かる人です。
So, if we look at the kanji in the Japanese, but also what the real root of the word means, it's someone who receives word from God.
将来のことを何か予知して何かそれを伝えるっていう人ではないんですね。
It's not someone who tells the future.
神様の思い、御心、神様の考え、いろんなこと、計画を与えられてそれを伝える人が預言者です。
Rather, a prophet was someone who received a direct word from God and then pass that on to other people.
で、アンティオキアの教会に行った預言者の中でアガボという人がいたんですけども。
And as we read in this passage, there was a prophet named Agabus.
で、彼がですね、将来近いうちに世界中に飢饉、大飢饉が起こるっていうことを言うんです。
So, he prophesied that there was going to be a famine all over the world.
ちょっと怖いですよね。
It's kind of a scary thing to hear, isn't it?
でも、その裏にはそのために心を備えなさいということがあります。
But, going along with those words is that people needed to be ready, that this was going to happen, so get yourselves ready.
そして実際に飢饉が起こります。
And in fact, there was a famine.
彼らがしたことは、自分たちでお金を集めて、困難にあるユダヤの人たちにお金を、物をあげることでした。
So the church in Antioch and also other churches, gathered their finances. Everybody did what they were able to do, and they sent it to the church in Jerusalem.
ですから集まったものをバルナとパウロ実際に持って歩いて400キロ行って、そしてエルサレムにそれのクリスチャンにそれを渡します。
And Paul and Barnabas were chosen to walk the 400 kilometers to Jerusalem and to deliver this gift of finances to the church in Jerusalem.
ユダヤのクリスチャンたちはすごく喜んでそれを受け取ったようです。
And of course, the people in Jerusalem received that that gift with joy.
この時に、住所29節に、援助することを決めるわけですけれども、
So if we look at verses 29, it says that everybody gave and they gave according to their ability.
はい。この時に、それぞれの力に応じてという言葉があります。
They gave not beyond their ability, but they gave according to what they were able to do.
これはどういう意味があると思いますか？
What do you think that means?
それぞれの経済的なバックグラウンドは違います。
All of the people had different financial backgrounds, right? They had different circumstances.
ですから、みんなが1000円とか100円とか言うんじゃなくて、それぞれの力に応じて別々の額で献金したわけです。
So, it wasn't that it was a determined amount. You have to give this much. But rather, according to their needs, they gave. Everybody gave a different amount.
でも、これはこの本当のこの意味はですね、それぞれができる限りのことをしたということなんです。
But, they didn't just give like, oh, I'll just give this much. They actually gave what they were, like, to the very, very last.Penny of what they were able to give, giving all that they could.
それぞれの力に応じてできる限り捧げたというんです。
They really gave to the limit. They couldn't have given any more than what they had given.
当然、飢饉があったわけですね。彼らの生活も大変だったんですね。
So, we know from this that this word that their life was also difficult. They weren't, you know, so affluent with finances. They just.
でも彼らはもうできる限りのお金を集めて捧げました。
But they gathered all the money that they were able and they made the offering.
どれだけの額が献金されたかは聖書は語っていません。
So, it's not recorded in the Bible how much exactly was gathered.
でもですね、この初代の教会が捧げた献金の額はもうすごい量の額が集まってそれを配ったということが想像されています。考えられています。
But we can imagine that it was a great amount of money.
アンティークの教会はできる限りのことをして支援する教会でした。支援。
So we know that the church in Antioch did.They lived and they did everything that they were able to do.
このアンティオキの教会は、何人かの指導者たちがいたんですけれども。
And, if we read from this passage, we know that there were various leaders at the church in
Antioch. バルナバやパウロの他に何人かの人たちがいました。
There was Barnabas and Saul, but there were also other leaders.
そして彼らは教師であり預言者たち。
And some of them were teachers and some of them were prophets.
ですから御言葉を教える人がいて。
There were some people who taught from the Bible, which was just the Old Testament, remember?
でまた神様の言葉、これが御心だと言って、それを伝える預言者たちがいたわけです。
And there were some others who were prophets who received a direct word from God and then they shared that word with the other believers.
どうでしょう、預言者がいたっていうと皆さんどんな感じありますか？
So, when you hear that about prophets, what comes to mind for you?
神様の言葉を聞いてそれを正しく伝える人たちがいたんです。
So there were people who received the word from God, and there was, it was the true word of God, and those people shared that word with the people around them.
いろんな人たちがいるわけですけど、本当に正しく御心を知ることを彼らは求めていました。
The people who were gathered really wanted to understand God's word. They wanted to understand it correctly.
そして彼らのしたことは共に集まって礼拝し断食して祈ることでした。
So, if we read about their lifestyle, they gathered together, they worshipped, they fasted.
ここで、13章の2節に主を礼拝して断食して祈ると聖霊が告げたという箇所があります。
So, if we read chapter 13.
2節
If we read verse 2 in chapter 13, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord, they were also fasting. And the Holy Spirit spoke to them.
この礼拝っていう言葉があるんです。ここで聖書で日本語ではあるんですけども。
There's a word that's called worship.
でもですね、言語を見ると、これは具体的には分からないですけど、とにかく主に仕えていたというふうに書かれています。
It's hard to know what the original word meant, but it's serving the Lord.、
ね、皆さん、礼拝してるっていうと、どんなイメージありますか？
What's your image of worship? Is it serving the Lord?、
ね、歌を歌ってたのか、ね、皆さんで自分が礼拝しましょうというときに、でもここでは何をしていたか分かりませんけど、本当に主の前に出て主に仕えていたんです。
So, if you, what is your image when you hear "Let's worship God"? Is it gathering together and singing and praising God? Anyway, the word foundation of the word in the Greek is serving the Lord.
もう何か毎日のことを終えて、他のことをもう置いておいて、ただ主に仕えて断食して祈ってたんです。
So they put down all the things that they normally did in their everyday life and they gathered together, they worshipped and served the Lord and they were fasting as well.
もう頭も心もお腹もすべて主の前に出ていたんですね。
So they were really giving everything to God. Their mind, their heart, even their body, they were fasting.
そしてそこで聖霊様が語ったとここであります。
And it says that the Holy Spirit spoke to them.
バルナバとパウロを選んで送り出しなさい。
It says that I have chosen Paul and Barnabas and please send them out.
彼らには与えられた仕事があるから彼らを送り出しなさいって言うんです。
It says that there is work for them to do. They've been chosen to do work and please send them out.
前からバルナバとパウロは異邦人のところに宣教するビジョンが与えられていたかもしれません。
We don't know. Maybe Paul and Barnabas had a vision and some heart to share the gospel with the Gentile non-Jewish people.
でもこの時にそこに集った人たちに、全ての人たちに主の御心として彼らを送り出すことが明らかに示されたんです。
But at this point in time and recorded in this passage,They were sent out by the Holy Spirit and called out by the Holy Spirit.
ですから、こういう礼拝の時に誰々さん誰々さんを送り出すということは、あ、これ御心だってみんなで 分かるんです。
So everybody there knew that it was God's will for Paul and Barnabas to be sent out to share the gospel with the Gentiles.
でも1年も一緒にいたわけですから、
バルナバス。However, they had already been with them for a year, a whole year, gathering together with them.
バルナバとパウロを送り出すことは嫌だったかもしれません。
But so maybe they really objected. Maybe they didn't want to send them out.
ね、一緒にずっと教えて親しい人ですから一緒にいたかったかもしれません。
Maybe they wanted for them to continue to teach them, continue to be together.
でも彼らはそれを御心としてバルナバとパウロを送り出すんです。
But they really believed it was God's will and they sent them out.
断じして祈ってそして手を置いて送り出すんです。
They fasted and they prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them out of the church.
誰も今まで宣教として異邦人のところに行ったことがなくて、これが初めての宣教師たちを送り出すことです。
Now remember, no one had been sent out to share the gospel, and especially sent out to the Gentiles to share the gospel.
私たちはこのアンティオクの教会から何を学ぶことができるでしょうか。
What can we learn from the church in Antioch?
支援する教会でした。
It was a church that supported others, financially supported.
宣教する教会でした。
It was a church that had a heart for mission and actually went out to share the gospel.
聖霊に導かれてそれを実行する教会でした。
It was a church that was led by the Holy Spirit.And where the people obeyed what the Holy Spirit commanded them to do.
Well, Tim さんやジュリーさんはね、神様に導かれて日本に来ましたね。
So, if we just think about Tim and Julie, they were led by God and they came to Japan.
この二人に、Tim さんだけじゃなくて、ジュリーさん、この二人に同じことを神様が示されたと思います。
So, it wasn't just to Tim and it wasn't just to Julie, but it was to both of them that God made it clear that they were to come to Japan.
私たちもこの御言葉で神様はひょっとしたら何かを示されるかもしれません。
So, us at Mizpah also, the Holy Spirit will show us how we're to move forward.
それが何か私は本当に期待して待ち望みたいと思います。
So it's something that I really expect and it's something that I'm waiting for with great hope.
それは共に祈って共に御心をこう求めるしかないと思います。
So the only way for us to know God's will in that way, to have that kind of vision, is for us to pray together and for us to seek God's will.
この聖書箇所を見て思うのは、アンティオキアの教会は求めて知ってそれを実行したということです。
We can learn from this passage that people in the church of Antioch prayed and sought God's will, and when they heard, they knew what God was telling them to do, they went out and they did that.
私たち一人一人にはそれぞれ神様の計画があります。
Every single one of us has God has some plan for us for our lives.
私たちの持ち物や人生を神様は用いようとしていらっしゃると思います。
God wants to use the things that we have, like our finances, and He also wants to use each one of us for His glory and His kingdom.
そして私たちは本当に何か支援することを弱い人、困っている人を支援することを神様は語ってくださるかもしれません。
And God will be leading us and showing us in a way and how we as a community and also as individuals can support others, support those in need.
この中に宣教者、もしくは伝道者として送り出す人たちが今いるかもしれません。
So perhaps we are going to also, like the church in Antioch, send people out to share the gospel.
私はそうじゃないと思っているかもしれませんけど、でも神様はそれを示されるかもしれません。
Maybe you're thinking, oh no, I don't want to do anything like that. But If God shows us, let's be obedient to His call. Amen.
私は伝道者、宣教者、もしくは神学校行くなんて無理、ありえないと思うかもしれません。とってもこれは自分の考えだって神様の考えとは違うかもしれません。
Our thoughts and God's thoughts are different. And if God shows you to go learn more at a Bible college or a seminary, if God calls you to go out someplace else and share the good news of Jesus Christ, let us be obedient to that call. Okay?
私たちに心の願いがあります。
We have the desires of our hearts, don't we?
でもそれを私たちはある時置く必要があるかもしれません。
But perhaps God is commanding us to lay down the desires of our own heart.
神様は違う特別な願い、計画を私たちの上に持っていらっしゃるかもしれません。
Maybe God has another great plan for our lives.
それを従う時に神様は祝福し、そして共にいてくださいます。
And when we obey what we believe God is commanding us to do, the blessing of God will come down upon us.
もしくは神様は本当に私たちの心に本当に神様の思いを願いとして与えてくださるかもしれません。
And God will show us what is the desire of His heart.
そしてそれを本当に自分の願いとして私たちは進むときに神様はそれを祝福してくださると思います。
And when we are obedient to God's desire, then we will receive God's blessing.
そしてこうして私たちは共に神様の御心を祈り求めたいと思います。
So even this morning, but as a community, we need to together seek the will of the Lord.
もう一度御心を十三章の二節を見たいと思います。
Let's look one more time at chapter 13, verse 2.
アンティオキアで彼らが主を礼拝し断食していると聖霊が告げた。
Well, they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit commanded them, said.
神様は私たちに新しいことを示されるかもしれません。
The Lord God.Maybe wanting to show us something brand new.
新しいこと、想像もしてなかったことを示されるかもしれません。
Something new, something that we can't even imagine.
今から少し祈りの時を待ちましょう。
I really want to have a time to pray with all of you.
ただ主の前に自分を乗っていって主を礼拝しましょう。
Really seek the Lord and worship Him.
お腹空いてるかもしれませんけど、ちょっと忘れて主だけを見上げましょう。
Let's make you feel hungry or different things, but let's just seek the Lord.
神様、私たちにあなたの御心を教えてください。
Lord, show us your will.
私たちがどのように生き、何をなすべきか教えてください。
Lord, show us how we are to live and what we are to do.
私たちが支援すべき人がいるならば、その人たちを明らかに示してください。
If there are people that we are supposed to support, Lord, make that very clear.
私たちが本当にこの人から送り出す人がいるならば、どうかその人たちのために祈ることができるようにしてください。
If there are people that we are supposed to send out from here, then show us that and let us pray for those people.
私たちが行くべき道を示してください。
Show us the way forward, Lord. Show us the road, the way that we are to walk.
あなたが導いてください。
Lord, we pray that you